This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Daniel J. Garber, Appellant, decided April 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, No. ED-1-2494, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Cause number 20 cell CR0823101, Daniel J. Garber, Honorable Dean P. Waldemar, Appellant, filed April 22, 2025. Introduction, Appellant. Daniel Garber appeals the trial court's judgment on a jury verdict convicting him of unlawful possession of a firearm. Appellant argues the trial court erred in not sua sponte intervening when the state improperly asked appellant whether another witness was lying. We affirm the judgment of the trial court. Factual and procedural background facts. The facts, in the light most favorable to the jury verdict, are as follows. C. State v. Bowman, 663 SW3D 916 918 N1, Emotive App WD 2023. 2. On January 2, 2020, appellant got into an argument with his girlfriend. 1. After the girlfriend left, a neighbor called the police, and a police officer, was dispatched to the residence. When officer arrived, the neighbor identified the apartment appellant was in. As officer approached the apartment, he saw appellant sitting on the couch through the storm door. After officer knocked on the storm door 3 or 4 times, appellant approached the door. Officer announced the reason he was there and asked appellant to step outside. When appellant came outside, he told officer that he had gotten into a verbal argument with his girlfriend. Officer saw smashed furniture around the apartment and pressed appellant on whether the argument was more than verbal. Appellant responded that he did not hit his girlfriend, but she had slapped him. Officer asked if he could look around the apartment and make sure nobody was injured. Appellant told him to go ahead. Once inside, officer observed a black and silver handgun and an eyeglass case on the couch where officer had seen appellant sitting. Officer asked appellant about the handgun, and he replied that he asked to protect himself. Officer also observed a glass gun case with 6 long guns inside. Officer saw that the eyeglass case next to the handgun on the couch was partially open and there was a glass pipe inside. Officer opened the eyeglass case and found a clear plastic bag containing a white, rocky substance, which later tested positive for methamphetamine. The eyeglass case also contained a blunt with a green leafy substance inside, later identified as marijuana. Officer placed appellant under arrest. Officer conducted a record check and determined that appellant was a convicted felon prohibited from possessing a firearm. 1. The personal identifying information of victims and witnesses has been omitted pursuant to RSMO Parv 509-520, Supier 2023. 3. Procedural background: appellant was charged with felony unlawful possession of the handgun and felony possession of methamphetamine. At appellant's jury trial, the state presented the testimony of officer and the forensic scientist from the St. Louis County Police Department Crime Laboratory who tested the methamphetamine. Appellant was the sole witness for the defense. While cross-examining appellant, the state asked about the long guns in the gun case and why appellant did not consider them an issue since he was a felon. Appellant responded that they were his girlfriend's guns, not his, and it was his girlfriend's apartment. The state responded by asking appellant why he had told the police that one of the guns was his son's. Appellant denied saying that, which led the state to ask, "So everything that the cop said is a lie, and everything you're offering today is the truth?" Appellant again denied that he was lying, but also declined to call officer a liar. Instead, he testified that the police misperceived the situation, or merely misremembered it. The state did not otherwise elicit evidence of appellant's alleged statement that one of the guns belonged to his son. The jury convicted appellant of unlawful possession of a firearm, but acquitted him of possession of a controlled substance. Appellant was sentenced to 7 years in prison, execution of sentence suspended, and placed on 5 years probation. Discussion. In appellant's first and only point, he argues that the trial court plainly erred by failing to sua sponte intervene and either submit a curative instruction or order a mistrial when the state asked appellant whether officer was lying. Stander,